Please enjoy Joy's presentation. She'll be back again after the contest and sweepstakes law topic to cover her other book, The Clearance Work. Thank you.
Okay. So how many of you assist your clients with contest sweepstakes and other promotions? Okay. Anyone work on gambling law? Okay, just one. How about charitable gambling? Ooh, a few. Okay. So my practice includes contest and sweepstakes, no gambling. What I know about gambling is just what it's crucial to know to get the sweepstakes right. So contests and sweepstakes, they are marketing promotions typically designed to increase sales of a product or to bring greater favorable attention to a cause, to an organization, to a product. All sorts of entities offer contest sweepstakes and other promotions, Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, charities, etc. So, what some people don't know, I hope this is going to work. Oh, there we go. Some people don't realize is there is a whole body of law governing contest and sweepstakes. And the sponsor of the promotion, I'm just going to call them promotion for short, is supposed to comply with all of these laws, regulations, and rules. The first one I'll talk about is federal and state anti-gambling laws. Those laws are on a state-by-state basis for the purposes of promotions in any case. And that means that different states may have a different opinion or viewpoint on whether or not a particular promotion is permissible under the laws of their state. And that's why, you know, when you're reading, you know, contests and sweepstakes, official rules late at night, everyone does that, right? That's why you may see that the eligibility criteria might be like everyone, like within the United States, minus these states that have regulations they're not able to comply with or don't want to comply with. So some of the ones that are commonly on that list might be New York, Florida, and Arizona. Oh, I do want to mention, I'm only covering the laws of the United States. If you are offering your promotion outside of the United States, then you're going to have to comply with the laws of that foreign jurisdiction. So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Oops. Okay. There we go. Sorry. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and then come back. So I'm going to talk about the anti-gambling laws. And what those laws really focus on are the concepts of prize, chance, and consideration. So if you've worked on contests and sweepstakes, you're familiar with these concepts. So a permissible promotion can have one or two, but not all three of these elements. So if you are offering a prize-winning opportunity where you're going to select the winner of that promotion based on chance, then that is a sweepstakes. Because it has the elements of prize and chance, it can't have consideration, meaning that it must be free to enter into the sweepstakes. If you are offering a prize-winning opportunity that is going to select the winner based on a skill that the winner demonstrates, then that is a contest, because it has only one of those elements, prize, not chance, it can charge consideration. and many states do allow contests to charge consideration.